Web streaming of 90.3 WPLN-FM is made possible by listener support and by Vanderbilt University Medical Center, the promise of discovery. Learn how you can support this service at NashvillePublicRadio.org.
Welcome to this week's edition of Says You. Set to the strains of accordion and polka, we could only be in Milwaukee, the lakeside jewel of the dairy state.
So you don't buy it when the product says, I can't believe it's not butter. You believe it's not butter.
See how we manage to enthrall our audience with discussions of local traditions, brats and beer, cheese and wine.
You know, I think it won't be long before the bloom is off the rosé.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I think that got the response it deserved. So we got yodeling in the background, laughter in the loges, merriment in the mezzanine. And the rules for playing, only one.
So if you're downcast, you have to go home?
Yeah.
Join the party in Milwaukee. Says You, next.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. More protests today in Egypt. Protesters in Cairo angry at President Mohamed Morsi. Hundreds have been injured since the protests erupted on Friday over Morsi's move to grant himself expanded powers. Some judges staying away from the courts. And as Kimberly Adams reports from Cairo, liberal political parties are condemning Morsi and calling for more demonstrations this week.
Mohamed El-Baradei, former head of the UN Nuclear Agency and erstwhile presidential candidate, says Morsi has gone too far with his new constitutional declaration. The decree insulates Morsi's decisions from judicial review, which El-Baradei told reporters is akin to Morsi making himself a new pharaoh. Meanwhile, angry judges in Egypt are calling for a nationwide strike, expanding on decisions by some courts to shut down already. Small groups of protesters in downtown Cairo continued clashes with police on Sunday, and major demonstrations both for and against President Morsi are planned for Tuesday. For NPR News, I'm Kimberly Adams in Cairo.
Syrian rebels are reported to have captured a government helicopter base near Damascus. Activists say the rebels seized control of the base after a battle with government forces overnight. Another Shiite religious procession has been attacked in northwest Pakistan. At least five people reported dead, at least 70 injured in today's bombing. A similar attack yesterday killed seven people and wounded 30 others. Sunni groups are threatening more attacks as Shiites observe an important religious holiday this weekend. It's becoming easier to get around New York City as mass transit rebounds and emergency fuel rationing ends following Hurricane Sandy. From member station WNYC, Mark Garber reports.
The odd-even license plate system was implemented after Hurricane Sandy severely disrupted fuel distribution to gas stations, resulting in hours-long lines at the pumps. New Jersey and Long Island ended rationing last week. Monday morning's rush hour commute between Lower Manhattan and New Jersey will be easier. Weekday PATH commuter train service resumes along the World Trade Center line for the first time since the storm. Crews pumped millions of gallons of water from tracks and platforms and repaired or replaced damaged switching and signal systems. Staten Islanders, many still contending with transportation problems, are getting a temporary new ferry service to Manhattan with stops near Wall Street and in Midtown. The one-way fare is $2. For NPR News, I'm Mark Garber in New York.
Voters in the Catalonia region of Spain are going to the polls in an election that could determine the future shape of the country. Catalonia's president expected to win re-election, and he's promised to hold a referendum, asking Catalans on whether to split from Spain and become an independent member state within the European Union. The Basque separatist group ETA says it's ready to discuss disbanding. The group has issued a statement saying it wants to talk with the Spanish and French governments. This is NPR. Authorities in Alabama offering more information about the confrontation that left a sheriff's deputy dead and another deputy critically wounded. Major Anthony Lowry of the Baldwin County Sheriff's Office says Deputy Scott Ward was killed when he and two other deputies responded to a family disturbance call.
Upon their arrival, they actually met with the mother of the shooter, spoke with her briefly, attempted contact with the suspect, at which time they were ambushed.
Lowry says the gunman, who was pronounced dead at the scene, had a history of mental illness, but police aren't sure if that was a factor. President Obama did his part this weekend to promote Small Business Saturday, an annual marketing effort aimed at encouraging consumers to shop at independently owned stores. So as NPR's Martin Costi reports, Mr. Obama did some post-Thanksgiving shopping at a local store just outside Washington.
Mr. Obama and his daughters, Malia and Sasha, spent a few minutes at One More Page Books, an independent bookstore in Arlington, Virginia.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Come on. We're doing Christmas stuff.
As he looked for children's books to give to friends and family for Christmas, the president appeared to have joined the trend of smartphone-assisted shopping. He consulted his BlackBerry to look up information on potential purchases. Martin Costi, NPR News.
A new survey suggests that Thanksgiving shopping took some business away from Black Friday. Shopper Tracks says retail sales on the traditional kickoff of the shopping season fell slightly from last year. But if Thursday sales are added in, Shopper Track estimates sales were up slightly from last year. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from the Annie E. Casey Foundation, celebrating National Adoption Month and promoting lifelong families for all children at AECF.org.
Welcome to Says You, a game of bluff and bluster, words and whimsy.
Support for Says You in Milwaukee comes from the good folks at Wisconsin Public Radio and the Pfister Hotel on the web at Pfister.com. That's Pfister with a PH.
Now, join our panelists and your host, Richard Schur.
Thank you. Thank you. From the stage of the Helen Bader Concert Hall on the campus of the University of Wisconsin in Milwaukee, welcome to Says You, a simple game with words played by two teams, the first of which sits stereo right. He's the cat's pajamas, the bee's knees, a horse of a different color, Tony Khan. Hey. She's the warp to our woof, the flotsam to our jetsam, the ebb to our flow, Francine Akbar. He's the yin to our yang, the daemon to our Pythias, the check to our balance, Mr. Barry Nolan. And who's going to step up this week?
The big wolf.
Francine.
Yes, that's me.
The big wolf. The big wolf, Captain. To my left, team two. A heck of a guy, a prince among men, the emeritus mayor of Menemsha, Arnie Reisman. She's the darling of Vineyard Haven, the doyenne of Dutcher Dock, Paula Lyons. And she's the sassiest brunette in Old Wellesley, a town where the blonde lead the blonde, Miss Carolyn Fay Fox. Captain Bine.
Arnie Reisman.
Yeah. Raising my hand on radio.
Raising his hand on radio.
We live on Martha's Vineyard. It's got these little towns on it. One of them was Menemsha, which is actually a town within a town, made famous for one reason, Jaws. There are still people wandering around looking for pieces of the boat, you know.
Is this where the whale, or, no, was it a shark? Was that right here?
I thought I'd bring a little New England flavor to the proceedings.
Yeah.
Correct answers are worth 10 points, or whatever fraction thereof deemed appropriate. We always advise new listeners, grab a pen and paper. Let's begin with a round of neologisms. Please define the following words created in the first decade of the 21st century. Help comes from Chris Watson of Bristol, Rhode Island. Thanks, Chris, for your contributions to this category. Carolyn, what might be meant by a Facebook minute?
A Facebook minute. Let's see. A Facebook minute is actually a fraction of a second.
is what? I'm sorry.
A fraction of a second.
No, you got to go the other way for this.
Okay, a Facebook minute is actually like a football minute, which means... It's longer than that.
Yes. Half of Sunday. Yeah.
Yes.
Where do you think it might come from?
It comes from the fact that when you log on to Facebook, you spend an inordinate amount of time.
It'll just be a minute.
It'll just be a minute.
Yeah. Very good. 10 points. That's exactly what it is. It is the measure of time longer than a minute when you lose track of time while planning to just take a minute to check your Facebook page. Try this one, Tony. What might be meant by an index finger discount?
An index finger discount. Okay, what? I know it's not the other. Okay. Index finger discount. Francine, I see your index working very hard there. What's it saying?
An index finger discount.
What do you think?
Something to do with what you do with your index finger.
It has to do with computer.
Of course.
And so you click on something, on some button.
Some button.
Okay.
Some button you got there. With your finger.
Well, but it's...
Take it, Tony.
Yeah, no, I'm thinking that it's something you do that's careless and that costs you. Is that the
what?
But
something you do
discount.
That's careless with your finger,
he said
it costs you, right?
Discount.
And because you've done that with your finger, you've lost time, you've lost money.
No, an index finger discount refers actually to another phrase that's something like that.
Stealing it.
It's all about stealing,
because
yes.
There used to be a thing called a 10-finger discount, which means you took it.
Yes. Although I thought it was a
five-finger discount.
A five-finger discount.
Well, I took more.
Okay.
Is this something to do with...
So it's the junior version of a one-armed bandit. It's you just take a little bit of...
Is this something to do with weights?
No.
Putting your finger on a scale?
No, this has to do only with a computer, and by doing something with an index finger, you do the equivalent of what used to be a five-finger discount, which is to steal it.
And
so,
what would you steal on the Internet?
Somebody's password.
No.
This somebody's computer.
Audience, what is he taking? He is literally, it's instead of shoplifting a physical term, you download music or videos illegally using your index finger to do it.
I wouldn't know anything
about
that. No.
And not just any ooh, that was a Milwaukee ooh. That's an index finger discount, but you got most of that, so give him 8 points for that. That was a good one. Try this one, Arnie. Boy, I don't know if you'll get this one or not. It's not a computer term, but give it a shot. What might be meant by a soul patch?
Spell it.
Oh, it's that nasty little bit of hair under someone's lip.
Oh, this. Well, this on radio. Little bit of a Van Dyke growing, and it's
it
a little...
It didn't take them any time at all to get that one. That's what it is.
I've never heard that term.
Yeah.
It's the umlaut for your chin.
Yeah.
I see that, and I always want to say, you know, you've got something there under your lip.
Yeah.
Run out of blades?
Francine, what might be meant by a webtrovert?
A web
webtrovert. A webtrovert.
You're like
somebody never gets off the web.
A webtrovert.
Yeah. A webtrovert.
It's like an introvert, only it's somebody that doesn't speak on the web.
It's a person who spends every minute on the internet.
Incapable of human relationships because of their involvement with the web.
Right.
Well, actually, the
a total
overt,
nerd.
The overt is a little bit more, comes into play here a little bit more.
Worldwide wonk.
Only comfortable communicating through the web.
You know what? Close enough. 10 points. Nice job.
And of course, now it's the opposite.
It's actually someone who's extremely extroverted and gives information about themselves on the web, but not in personal settings. Yeah, sure. No, that doesn't make them feel good.
We all know people like that.
So that's what a web trivert is.
Yes.
Here's a term. Now we're going to go to other kinds of terms. Paula, what might be meant by big box?
Big bucks?
Box.
Oh, B-O-L. Big box. Those are those giant stores at the end of each, at the each end of a big mall. The big box stores are like Target. They have, you know, tens of thousands of square feet, and I hate them.
You may hate them, but you got 10 points from them. Very good. That's exactly right.
Big box stores.
I thought for the longest time that it referred to the big items that you got in them, but that's not it.
It's shaped like big boxes.
Big boxes,
that's
and you walk
all.
Forever.
Yeah, so, you know, I learned
you don't,
a little...
You don't like the party plate at Costco?
I don't like to shop in giant stores, period. I find them tiring.
You're not a Sam's Club kind of person? You're not
well,
a...
Well, there aren't any on Martha's Vineyard.
Right. Yes. Box stores. They sell boxes.
And finally, Barry, I do this in honor of my dog, unfortunately. What might be meant by an ollie?
Oh. A what?
An ollie?
O-L-L-I-E, an ollie. Do you know this?
I can demonstrate that, but you won't be able to see my feet. You want to describe it? No?
Okay, Barry? This, I'm describing
I'm
what...
I'm on a skateboard, okay?
Oh, an ollie is a thing where you go on a skateboard and you flip it over and land on it. Is that what it is?
You know what? Yeah, 10 points. Yes, that's not exactly right, but you're close.
Oh, go front to back.
Lift it off the ground.
Lift it off the ground.
It's when you lift that. Use your feet to lift that skateboard up off the ground. That's called an ollie. Tony, how in the world did you know that?
I have prehensile toes.
And a son.
I have a son.
And your dog was able to do this?
I don't like to brag. That's very good, you guys. You know your 21st century terms. You're up to date. And we're up to date, and we're going to go on to round two, which is the first of the Says You Bluffing rounds, played with a little musical help from the Squeezettes. Arnie, each of you will receive a card defining a word. Only one has the actual definition, of course. The others have cards that say, please bluff. Those poor souls have a few seconds to make up a definition on the spot, good enough to fool Francine's team. 10 points are up for grabs to Francine, if she can find the bluffer, or to you, Arnie, if she can't. Take a few seconds to come up with a definition for the word foresy. P-H-O-R-E-S-Y. Foresy. Folks? So many ways to enjoy Says You. You can listen each week, as we hope you do. You can download a show if you miss it. You can attend a live performance. And now, there's the book, Says Us, the scripts and quips of Says You, volumes 1 and 2, now available for gifts, for traveling, for holding open the back screen door for the dog. Information about all these items is available at SaysYou.net. That's SaysYou.
The best you've ever found. Just don't be so talky. Buy around, buy around, buy around. And toast to Milwaukee.
Says You returns after this from home.
Jackie, the best you've ever found. Just don't be so talky. Bye around, bye around, bye around. And toast to Milwaukee. So raise the glasses high.
You can hear Says You Again for free on any of the stations that stream our show. Just follow the High Definitions radio stations link on our website, find a convenient time, and listen again and again. For copies of this show or any other in our history, you can find downloads at saysyou.net. That is the Squeezettes. Would you help me thank Sarah Kozar, the lead singer on accordion, Linda Mueller on accordion, Pamela Sesniak on accordion, there's a lot of accordions over there, Dave Bolliard on the drums, and Mike Shaltry on the tuba. Thanks, guys. Would you take a minute and help me thank our scorekeepers for today? That's Megan Watson on the right and Mr. Eric Anderson on the left. Thanks, guys. We have had a few moments with the word foresee. We will go first to Carolyn Fay Fox.
Foresee. It is a sculpture made of cheese curds. No, foresee, it's very far from that. Foresee is the practice of divining the future by examining horse manure.
Ah.
I just read the card.
So you can tell what's going to happen by the close examination of horse manure.
Mm-hmm.
The future says your hands are going to be very dirty.
Yes.
Arnie, let's move quickly to your definition.
Oh, I don't know if you want to, but all right. It must have something to do with aphasia or Alzheimer's or something, because foresee is a psychological disorder where you cannot complete a sentence aloud without saying the beginning over. Or saying a thought more than two times in a row.
Or what? I'm sorry?
Saying a thought more than two times in a row.
Say what?
Saying a thought more than two times in a row.
Saying a thought more than two times in a row.
Did I say that?
More than once. Two times would be a foresee.
So why are three?
Paula, can you save us from this madness?
Probably not.
Probably not, no.
I'd like to call this phenomenon sort of awe-inspiring. You know how you get those pictures? People always sending you pictures of animals with very unusual relationships between species.
Yeah.
That's what foresee is a brand of that, because it is a relationship where one species carries another in a, I guess, not in the way that humans do, because it's not parasitic.
Huh?
So it's one species. Well, when you carry a baby as a human, it's kind of parasitic because it's inside. So this is when an animal carries an animal of another species.
What? Because,
oh, like on its back or in its arms or in its mouth.
Or
like
a kangaroo carrying an armadillo.
Kangaroos do that sometimes, pick up strays and stick them right in.
Oh, you want change? Wait a minute, I've got it here somewhere.
When one animal carries another animal on its back, that's a foresee.
But
okay.
What was the part about not parasitic?
What? It means you won't find it in France.
That's what we like to hear, an audience that's engaged.
Yeah. You all just booed.
Are we playing France?
When a human carries a leech, it's parasitic. But you can carry things that aren't parasitic.
Okay. When one animal carries another animal, that is foresee. Hmm. It could be saying a thought more than once, or twice, or three times. Or it could be, you know, I never thought I'd come to like that horse manure thing, but divining the future by horse manure is a distinct possibility, ladies and gentlemen. It gets one of those three, and the choice, Tony, is yours.
Well, I'm going to go by process of elimination,
which is
going to ultimately. That excludes the first one.
I like this. This crowd has some standards.
Yeah,
I like
yeah, come on.
By the process of elimination, I don't think it's ever been applied to prophecy, so I'm going to exclude Carolyn from that. I believe the opposite of a parasite or parasitic is something called saprophytic. That's where something helps the assistants. And the only animal I know that carried another animal on its back was Cheetah, who carried Tarzan through six movies. And did he ever get thanked for it? Have a banana.
Exactly.
You know, come on. So that leaves me with the middle one, which is repeating something twice, which should be tuacy.
That is foracy.
Rather than foracy, but somehow I'm going to go with that.
It has a certain demented quality.
Yeah, and there's a pH, you know, suggests a medical condition. You know. So, but we're going to, by a strange process of consent.
Well, do you want some input from Mr. Nolan or?
What he said. I've been reading a book on rhetoric, and foracy sounds like a term and a chapter I should come to soon. So, yeah, I go with that.
So, that would mean number two, right?
Yeah,
we're going with Arnie's definition.
Arnie, derision from the crowd notwithstanding. They think that foracy is saying the same thought more than once. Is that in fact what it is?
Foracy. Please bluff. Please bluff. Please bluff.
It is not. All right, audience, it's your turn. What do you think? How many say it's the horse manure? How many say it's carrying the animal on your back?
I don't know. You never said that. I said it.
Not even remotely close, Carolyn. They think that the divination of the future by horse manure is foracy. Is that in fact what it is?
Please bluff.
Please bluff. Which means...
Foracy, a non-parasitic relationship in which one species is carried by another.
That's what it is. 10 points for Carolyn's team. Let's go on to round three. Sticks, Nicks, Hick Picks.
What?
That famous headline in Variety reported the failure of movies about rural life to connect with middle America. Sticks, Nicks, Hick Picks. It's the inspiration for our version of varietal wines.
Really?
We'll give you the story you try to give us, the headline that might scream from the front page of Variety.
Cabernet Nay.
You know, I think it won't be long before the bloom is off the rosé.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
I think
that got the response it deserved. Try this one, Carolyn. What rhyming headline might Variety have made of this headline? Bullies agree to curb violent behavior.
Bullies agree to curb violent behavior.
First, we need to find out just one word. What
bullies?
Could be? Bullies.
Baddies.
Toughs.
Toughs. Oh,
toughs. Something enough.
Toughs and tough
toughs.
Enough. Toughs.
Oh, you're getting there. I can't believe you got toughs. That's great.
That's good. Toughs.
What could be a
gruff?
Yes.
Gruff toughs. Gruff toughs. Bluff enough.
You know what? Yeah. Close enough. Very good. 10 points. Yeah. Excellent.
Bluff?
We had tough, sluff, rough stuff, but that's good enough. Yeah. Very good.
Tough,
sluff, rough stuff. As bullies agree to curb violent behavior. So you know where we're going here. And Tony, try this one. Select naval unit removes social media.
Removes what?
Social media.
Social media. Select naval unit. Remove social media.
Well, SEALs repeal.
Ooh. Yeah.
SEALs.
That's right? Not what I had, but it go with it.
Oh. Select naval unit. Remove social media.
How about CBs?
Oh, it's is it tweets? Way,
it is.
Yeah. Tweets. So it's something tweets 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 tweets. Fleets.
Yes.
Yes.
Fleets.
Fleets.
Nick's
delete tweets.
You're almost there, but it's a select naval unit.
Oh, fleets. Neat. Delete tweets.
You know what? Close enough. 10 points. Very good.
Fleets elite.
Elite.
Fleets elite. Delete tweets.
Yes. Elite fleet deletes tweets is what it is. Very good. That's nice job, you guys. All right, we're starting to get there. Try this one. Look at the look on his face. Try this one, Arnold. Pastel fasteners fail to find a market.
Wait a minute. Pastel
fasteners.
Fasteners?
Yep.
Fail to...
Yes.
Fail to what?
Fail to find a market.
The market?
Yep.
Fail to find a market. Pale?
To find...
Okay. Pale nails.
Pale nails.
Nails. Fail sales.
You know what?
Yeah.
Very nice Woo. Job. Are you getting this thing? Nice job.
Yeah.
We had pale nail sales stale, but that's good. That's very good. 10 points. All right. This is my favorite, Francine. Star shines as caller at church event.
What?
Say again, please.
Star shines as caller at church event.
Caller.
Yes. And I'll give you a hint on this if you
caller
need it.
At caller?
So this is bingo. Ringo.
Yep.
Yeah.
Ringo.
That's the star.
Yeah.
Oh. Ringo.
Oh, Ringo.
And bingo.
Yeah.
Bingo.
Oh. Ringo, dingo, bingo, bingo is something.
Ringo.
Well, you're halfway there, actually.
Shine.
Star shines. Ringo.
So it's.
Oh, Ringo Star.
Ringo yes. Star.
I mean, maybe the word star is Ringo? In there.
Ringo, lingo, so lingo.
Oh!
Lingo's.
Ringo's lingo.
Oh, he's got, you got three of them. Can't believe it.
Ringo.
The fourth one is not quite this, and it's not an Ingo, but it's close.
Oh, it's not.
This is a little harder because I did go out a little
Ringo
bit on a limb.
Ringo, Singo's, Lingo.
Wins.
At bingo.
How about wins? No.
No. I'm going to, you know what, give them the 10 points because they got the three hard ones. Bingo. They got the lingo. Ringo. Anyone want to take a shot on the other side?
Is it Ringo sings? Is that what you want? Or
no. Singo? Anyone in the audience? Well, it could be. We had Ringo's Bingo Lingo Boffo.
What?
What?
What? What?
Ringo's Bingo Bingo Boffo.
Thank
bingo
you very much, Boffo? Ladies and gentlemen. I appreciate that.
The reviews are in.
Yes, I...
Show dog.
Star shines as caller at church event. Ringo's Bingo Lingo Boffo. Yes, that's what it is. Try this one, Paula. Shorebird fanciers... Find places to hide.
Shorebird?
Shorebird
yes.
Fanciers.
Fanciers. Find places to hide.
To hide.
Fanciers.
Turn. Shorebird. Fanciers. Plover?
Yes, except that's pronounced plover.
Plover lovers.
Plover lovers.
What was the...
Plover lovers. Hover.
Hover.
Hover and cover.
And
how
cover.
About that?
Well,
plover lovers, hover and cover.
No? Find
you know what?
To hide. Yeah.
10 points. Yeah. I'll give it to you.
Discover. Discover cover, right? Discover cover?
Discover cover, yes.
Discover was, cover? Or
yeah, find places to hide is Plover Lovers Discover Cover. And finally, Barry, try this one. Playboy publisher confused and depressed by mandibular fissure.
By a what?
Mandibular what?
Playboy publisher.
Yes. Hef.
Confused and depressed by mandibular fissure.
Confused and depressed.
So it's cleft. Something half cleft.
Half.
Confused. Something half bereft.
Half
bereft. At cleft.
Cleft.
Oh, at chin cleft. Playboy president at mandibular fissure.
You got it.
Hef bereft at.
You're almost there.
Mandibular fissure.
You got that.
At.
Anyone want to take it? Left, I'm going to give them the 10
left,
points.
Left.
Mandible's jaw.
Mandible cleft.
No, you already have it. Audience, what is it? Exactly, from the back of the room. And I will give you 10 points because you got the elements. It's cleft, left, heft, bereft.
Oh.
Cleft, left, heft,
well,
bereft.
How about heft, bereft, at cleft?
You got it.
I gave you 10 points.
Oh, okay.
Very good.
How about another 10?
Every so often I do a category. My wife says, you're not going to do that one, are you? That was this week's edition, and thank you very much for playing.
Oh,
really. Sticks, nicks, picks. Let's go on to round four, which is Tony's team's chance to have a little fun at Webster's expense. One of you will correctly define the following word. Two will bluff. 10 points, Carolyn. If your team can find the
rose among thorns.
Thank you. The rose among thorns. Take a few moments to create a definition for the word yielding. Y-E-A-L-I-N-G. Yielding. Folks? Says you coming to our town. Where can I find old shows? Who played that music I heard last week? So many questions, all answered on our website. There you can find tickets to tapings, Dally on the Daily Dispatch, or access our complete archive. You can contribute a question to the show and absorb ridicule on a national scale. This and more at saysyou.net. That's SAYSYOU. Briefly, Says You pauses. Just long enough for a few interstitial announcements. We'll be right back. Thank you very much, guys, for giving us a little time with the word. What is the word? Yielding.
Yielding.
With the word yielding, we will go first to Tony Khan.
If anyone attended freshman year at Manchester Central High School in New Hampshire with me, then you know that it's the book that was assigned as literature, and it's Yielding by Marjorie Killen Rollins. It's also an individual who is the same chronological age as yourself.
A person the same age as you are is a yielding.
Chronologically, I mean emotionally.
Could be that.
Physically, you know, my yielding, I don't even want to tell you. But
yeah.
Would you say you and me as yeelings?
No, I'm your senior yeeling.
What?
I'm your senior yeeling. I'm an older yeeling.
Oh, all right. It could be a person the same age as you. It could be that, or it could be something else, Francine.
It's a verb.
A bird.
A verb.
A verb.
It's a little reverb in the verb.
A verb.
It's a verb. It's a process used in potting on a wheel, in which when you've got the pot on the wheel and the wheel's spinning, and you pinch your fingers together, pulling up the wall. That's called yielding.
It is a pottery technique to pull up the side of the clay while you're in the process is called yielding.
Yes.
It could be that, or it could be something else. Barry?
Yielding is something that I imagine that is the one thing that both that all three, Nixon, the commander of Das Boot, and the little Dutch boy, all wish they knew about. Yielding is to, and what may that be, you might ask? Yeah. Yielding is fixing a leak with wax.
I like that Nixon reference.
I'm working on it.
Fixing a leak with wax
is yielding. It could be that. It could be part of the pottery process.
Boy, they all sound wrong.
Or it could be a person the same age as you are. It's one of those three, and the choice, Carolyn, is yours.
Well, what do we think, team?
Yielding wax?
Yielding wax.
Do you really think there is such a thing as
yielding
wax?
Yielding wax, no.
I like yielding wax, but I don't think there... I don't know. I can't... Why would you have somebody you be the... A word for someone who's the same age as you are. In what context would you need that word? Why, you're a yielding. My God, I must be at a high school reunion. I mean...
Yeah?
I'm just trying to figure out the context.
I'm liking the pottery term, too.
Whatsoever.
No, because it's so descriptive on radio.
Yes. She was gesturing quite dramatically.
Yeah. When you throw a pot, you yield a wall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was just killing me. Yeah.
So is that it? When are we going?
Where are you going?
I guess we will go with Francine.
Is that a reluctant choice?
Reluctant because we're not really blown away by any of the definitions.
Okay. Francine, they are somewhat hesitant, but they have said that yielding is, in fact, part of the pottery process. Is that, in fact, what yielding is?
Yielding. Please fake a definition.
Oh, what do you know? Here we go.
I saw...
Yeah, sealing wax. I don't know.
I have to say, I actually saw open-mouthed amazement in the front row. I actually saw that. All right, audience, once again, it's your turn. What do you think?
Same age.
How many say same age? How many say the fixing a leak with wax? Barry, once again, there's not too much doubt in this audience that yielding is fixing a leak with wax. Is that, in fact, what it is?
Thank you for believing in that baloney. But no,
That's not what it is?
No.
That was, again, a bluff. The answer actually is...
a person of the same age.
That's what it is. 10 points for Tony's team. Wow. Let's close tonight. Last time in Wisconsin, many years ago, actually, we did not take time to properly examine the work of local legislators.
Oh, local legislators.
See some appreciation for that in the audience. With the round that we call Silly Statutes, from the silly clues provided, please tell me what transgression I must avoid while in Dairyland. Carolyn, in La Crosse, why must I take care to resist creating angst for arboreal rodents?
Resist creating angst for arboreal rodents?
Yes.
Arboreal rodents, that would be squirrels. You cannot tease the squirrels.
You know what you really can't do? You can't worry a squirrel.
Can't
10
worry
points.
A squirrel.
You can't what worry?
You is can't make them go squirrely, in other words.
Richard?
You can't mess with a squirrel's nuts.
Did you say worry? Do they have, like, little wrinkles in their brows?
I suppose. It is illegal to worry a squirrel. Is there anyone here from La Crosse? What's
Why
the deal?
Would you pass such a law?
What tends to worry squirrels the most?
Shotguns.
Yeah. Let's see. We got worry a squirrel or health care. Let's take this one.
Why do I get
that? Evidently, there are things going on in La Crosse we don't need to know about. That's what we're going to go there. Try this one, Tony. In Milwaukee, though I may be a collector of Browning, I may not hoard morning glories.
I'm sorry. Although you may collect what?
I'll do it again.
Yeah.
In Milwaukee, though I may be a collector of Browning, I may not hoard morning glories. Why not?
Brownie, as in singular of brownies?
Yeah, B-R-O-W-N-I-N-G, Browning.
Oh, Browning.
Yes, I may be a collector of Browning, or Brownings for that matter.
Right.
But I may not hoard morning glories. Why not?
Well, okay, poetry, something to do with poetry.
No, nothing at all to
nothing
do with poetry.
Nothing at all to do with that, Browning.
In fact, Browning could be plural.
Right. Yep. Yep.
Is that a gun?
Yeah.
It is, in fact.
So a Browning is an automatic weapon.
That is true.
Right.
So you can have a collection of automatic weapons.
Yes.
Yeah.
But
you
may not take. You may not collect wildflowers.
It's not wildflowers. Morning glories are something else, also.
Morning glories must be some kind of
are
weapon.
A kind of weapon.
Not a kind of weapon, but you're close. Not a weapon.
Seeds?
No.
Gold bricks.
Have any of you ever had a stash of morning glories out there? Yeah, okay, a couple.
Morning glories.
Yeah, I had them in Pennsylvania, so I assume they're...
It sounds like a euphemism for some really good drug.
Oh, some kind of fireworks.
That's exactly right. Oh. I'll give you the 10 points. Very good.
Oh, okay.
You never had...
Is that like a Roman candle-y thing?
It's like it's a sparkler. Aren't they the sparklers in the morning glories?
Yeah,
right.
They're called sparklers.
Oh.
Yeah, you can have a fully disassembled automatic machine gun, but you can't have sparklers.
Because they worry squirrels.
They worry squirrels.
That's the problem. Arnie, in Wisconsin, restaurants must adorn Americana with locavorial enterprise.
Local what?
Why?
With what?
Locavorial enterprise.
Locavorial. Oh, local.
So the local farm, local produce.
Yeah.
Well,
and
it's
locally grown meats, whatever, locally made cheese.
Well, it's yes, but it's a specific thing that they
have to adorn Americana.
Yes.
So in other words, if they have bunting up, it's got to have squash on it. What? Cheese?
This is all about restaurants.
Butter.
Are we back to cheese curds?
We're certainly in the cheese arena, yeah. But
butter?
What's,
all right. Are we talking about local butter?
What qualifies as Americana? Please?
What does qualify as the
cheese. Americana. They have to adorn their Americana.
Yeah.
Your flag.
If you're in a restaurant, what's the most American thing you can think of?
Oh, you have to serve Wisconsin
put
cheddar and apple pie?
Cheese on apple pie.
That's exactly right. You have to...
That's Americana.
Right. Yes, a swell of food. Information coming from the audience, but still, we can't give you the 10 points. But apple pie must be served with cheese. Is this true?
No.
Okay, yes,
you
no.
Made it up.
That's what we got in Wisconsin. Restaurants must, apple pie must be served with cheese.
Remember, this is an area of the country where you can wear cheese on your head.
I was going to say, a clear victory.
I would imagine
for the
that their attitude
lobby.
Toward cheese is pretty liberal. You know what I mean?
Yes, I'd say.
Should we get any points for that?
Tell
Richard?
Them what points we.
You get 6 points for that.
Six
Give them
points.
6 points
Thank
for
you.
That. I have to tell you, this comes from the state website, so you know. Let's try it. Let's try this one. Let's try this one, Francine. What is prevented by the rule of Pullman oscillation?
Pullman oscillation?
Oscillation. O-S-C-U.
Something kissing.
Osculation.
That's Pullman
no,
at the, looking at something on a train.
Kissing. You can't kiss a train.
You cannot kiss on a train. That's exactly right. 10 points. You can't kiss on a train.
I'm sorry, Richard, but the record will show that I said you can't kiss a train.
It's kissing
which I also
on the
think
train.
Is not only unseemly, it's dangerous.
It is. It is. You may not kiss on a train. How deep was this problem? How?
That's why there's so many Wisconsinians.
Try this one, Paula. Round these parts, those of submean mean must defer diurnal doings. Why?
Diurnal doings?
Let me spell these. Round these parts, those of submean mean.
Submean means.
M-I-E-N. Must defer diurnal doings. By what statute?
There's a curfew for certain age group, all right?
There is a curfew, all right, for what?
Squirrels.
Those of submean.
Back to squirrels, yeah. Submean means?
Submean mean. M-I-E-N.
Oh, M-I-E-N.
Well, a face? It's an appearance that it, or a face that
yes,
is...
Yes, you can't...
So if you're downcast, you have to go home? What?
If you're wearing... Yeah. If you're in a...
You know what? I'm going to give you the 10 points. It isn't downcast. Listen to this.
It's outcast.
Wait.
Go ahead. What do you think?
Is it if about you're ugly, you got to go out at night.
No.
If you're ugly, you can't go out at night. If you're ugly, you
what?
Can't go out at night.
You can laugh all you want. Here's the law. If one's appearance is deemed offensive, he must not appear in public during the day.
Offensive by who?
I'm going to give you the 10 points for that.
10 points.
Yeah. Now, I wonder if we should tell the rest of the audience across the nation that this is a nighttime taping. I wonder...
Are you running the show on Halloween?
I don't know. And finally, Barry. Barry, why should exporters of ersatz emulsion avoid the Waukegan to Kenosha run?
Ersatz emulsion?
Yep. Why should exporters of ersatz emulsion avoid the Waukegan to Kenosha run?
Something about margarine.
Oh, you can't ship margarine on trains.
Well, maybe not, but it's even more than that.
Ooh.
You can't exporters
can't stop.
Say it again.
Why should exporters of why should exporters of ersatz emulsion avoid the Waukegan to Kenosha run?
Because Waukegan to Kenosha run.
You're almost there.
But it's has to do with margarine,
yeah.
And dairy products.
Margarine.
It's dairy country, right?
Yeah, it's about margarine. It's about exporting margarine.
Maybe it's banned because they want to export butter.
Yes.
They want the real thing.
You know what? Just to put an end to this, 10 points. Yes, you got it. Other side, do you have any idea?
What?
No, we have no idea. What is it, audience? Absolutely. You can't bring margarine across the border. You can't bring illegal, you cannot smuggle illegal butter substitute across the border into Wisconsin.
Do they have...
Right. It's the whole line, it's the border line.
It's the law.
Do you have
dogs?
Does that mean you can't buy margarine in Wisconsin? It's banned?
How do you... Do you have dogs that are specially
Why
trained
would you
to
bother?
Sniff margarine?
Yeah.
Before this gets totally out of hand.
So you don't buy it when the product says, I can't believe it's not butter. You believe it's not butter.
Well, now that we've plumbed the depths of that one, let's go and check the final score. 83 points for Carolyn's team on a hard day. That was a great score, but it wasn't near enough. 97 points for this week's winners. Tony Khan's team winners this week. Congratulations.
Well,
probably
not.
That's all we have time for this week. Thanks so much to Lisa Nalbandian and all the good folks at Wisconsin Public Radio who have been our friends for many, many years. Thanks also to Randall Holper and the University of Wisconsin in Milwaukee for being such gracious hosts. Sharon Salkin write the words. Antonio Oliart mans the meters. And Zach Moore is our minister of Etheria. We leave tonight with the thought that you know you're from Wisconsin if you think ketchup is a little too spicy, and you know that the big three means Miller, Old Milwaukee, and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Such is life in the Dairy State, and we'll see you all next week.
Support for Says You in Milwaukee comes from the good folks at Wisconsin Public Radio and the Pfister Hotel on the web at Pfister.com. That's Pfister with a PH. Benjamin, give him the skinny.
Says You, created and produced by Pippin and Finch, Boston.
This morning's broadcast on Nashville Public Radio is made possible by you, the listener. You can become a member or renew your membership online anytime at WPLN.org.
Celebrating 50 years of community service and community support, this is 90.3 WPLN Nashville Public Radio, 91.5 WTML Tullahoma, and 91.7 WHRS Cookeville. You can find a complete schedule of all our programs and listen to a live stream of any of our program channels at WPLN.org. It's 10 o'clock.